I know this has been in your mind a little bit. This is some of the first sense of adversity we've been able to see that not just the Texans have had to deal with, but more specifically C.J. Stroud and how he's going to handle it. Because maybe at some point, I don't think a lot, but maybe at some point, some people are looking at him a little differently than just like, you know, God mode, as I've said about C.J. Stroud at times.
Yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal. I'm just a big believer in adversity exposes a man's true character. You find out a lot about a man in times of adversity. And look, they're 2-1. It's not this. We're talking sports adversity here. It's not life or death by any means.
Want to make sure that.
But at the end of the day, the thing here is, and what's different this year is, the expectations are totally different. I keep talking about the standard, the bar, that we gauge the Texans on. Here locally, I'll be honest with you, I think it's even higher on a national level. I expect these guys to be able to compete with Super Bowl caliber teams. If we're going to have the conversation, we're going to put them in that conversation. They need to be able to compete with those teams, not get the doors blown off of them by the Vikings, right? That's my personal belief. I think the thought around the league nationally is, hell yeah, the Texans ought to not only compete, but they ought to win some of those. The expectations are for C.J. Stroud, somehow, and I've been warning people now, but the expectation is for C.J. Stroud to go out there and just like in his sleep put up another year like he did last year. It's extremely difficult to do what he did last year. And so the difference between last year, I know they started off 0-2 last year, I get it. They're 2-1 now, it's not that big of a deal. But the difference between the two is this year, you're expected to win a bunch of ball games, 11, 12 ball games. You're expected to be one of the best AFC teams in the AFC across the board, week in, week out. And so the expectations are different this year than last year. Nobody expected anything out of the Texans. When they started out 0-2, nobody cared. This year, losses are going to be magnified and just simply mean more. And so I am interested, Ron, to see C.J. Stroud had a hell of a season. They went to the playoffs. He went and picked up an award in Vegas at the NFL Awards, the Rookie of the Year. He's carried himself a little bit differently since arriving on the NFL scene.
God bless, brother.
Yes, sir. Understandably so, he has done that. Justifiably so, he has done that. But it is interesting to me. Last week, first week it was more run game. It wasn't a CJ centric game. Week two against the Bears, major struggle. Couldn't run it, couldn't throw it. Couldn't protect. The little incident after the game, I think, got some national attention. A good chunk of it negative about CJ Stroud giving Caleb Williams some kind of pep talk after the game. I think there was more negative around that than positive. As I said, the offense isn't as explosive as everybody expected it to be. And then this week, all of a sudden, you throw two picks. Another week, the offense isn't explosive. You put up 7 points. Sam Darnold, of all people, goes out 4 touchdowns. And
people are saying things I've never heard said about C.J. Stroud. He looked lost.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that. So
it's going to be interesting. And, I mean, I don't think – like the Laremy Tunsil thing has to weigh – yes, D'Amico Ryans has got to deal with and address that thing. But it's got to weigh on the mind of C.J. Stroud, who's leading this show, who's running this whole offense. It's ultimately going to be up to him as well to address it in some degree if it goes any further. So it is just very interesting. It's going to be very interesting to watch C.J. Stroud navigate this little bit of sports adversity, just a little different vibe around him and the team as they try to right the ship. It's going to be must watch.
Yeah, I don't know about you. My confidence level in him being able to handle that is pretty strong. Like, I just judged off, you know, what we've seen from C.J. Stroud, what he has shown. I think all of that stuff leading up into the draft, everything he dealt with, there was adversity he dealt with there. I feel pretty good that C.J. will handle adversity pretty well, just based off the evidence we've seen him with, obviously his upbringing, his situation with his father, like we said, all of the silliness that happened with him being drafted and how he stayed even keeled during that, and then some of the adversity, the more football adversity that came with it. But what I think does separate this is Clint, there is expectation now with him, which to me can kind of change a maybe how a person views it. When people are talking about not only this is a Super Bowl type team, but you're a top three quarterback is what some people are expecting. That you don't know how people could react to things not going the way they want to. So I think it is a new kind of a new deal he's dealing with, especially when you add on the expectations and what so many people expect.
Well, and look,
because he's competitive as hell.
It's absolutely it's C.J. Stroud's job, not quite as much as DeMeco, but damn near. It's C.J. Stroud's job to make sure that this team doesn't backslide. And like we said, you played really close games against two football teams that right now are not very good football teams, and then you got beat up pretty handily by a team that's nobody had on the radar as being a contender, but they're damn sure trending in that direction. So, you know, what do you do? How do you change the course? How do you get, like CJ was talking about, how do you get back to doing what you were doing last year, and how do you right the ship? Look, nobody's going to be more responsible for that than C.J. Stroud. And in doing so, again, you're going to have to get something figured out with Laramie Tunsil. And you're going to have to get something
figured out.
Yes, I mean, it's going to lean on C.J. Ultimately, C.J., the one that is going to be hammered for not winning, hammered for not the offense not being as explosive, hammered for not matching the stats that he put up last year. The one that's going to be hammered is CJ. And guess what? If you keep going from 3rd and 4 to 3rd and 9 to 3rd and 14 to 3rd and 19, you keep taking away 3rd and 10 conversions that you make and because of illegal formations or false starts. I mean, so yeah, he's the one that's got to right the ship. He's the one that's got to get those guys in line. He's the one that's got to get the offense turned. He's the one that when you look at this offense, I don't know exactly what it is. I'm not privy to the information. I'm not in the locker room over there. But the ball's not getting out as cleanly and as crisply and as quickly as it did last year. And I don't know if that is what defenses are doing, because if you hear Bobby Slowick talk about we're seeing a lot of two-shell, that tells me the ball should come out early. That tells me you should be able to run the football.
I just answered this one also, but
I know, Bobby, but what you're saying is kind of contradicting yourself. See, if there's two safeties on the shelf and you're constantly seeing two-shell safeties, a good football team should be able to run the football. A quarterback and a play caller that did what y'all did last year should be able to get the ball out quick right now. Get it out over the middle right now quick like you did a lot of the time last year. Those things aren't happening. It's going to be first and foremost. It's a collective group, no doubt about it. Nobody can do it alone. But it's all going to be laid at the feet of C.J. Stroud. It's all going to be on C.J. Stroud if it doesn't happen. He's going to be the first name mentioned. He's going to be the first one that's going to have to speak about it on press conferences and to the media. And it's just going to be it's a different animal than I think what he's experienced in the NFL.
Speaking of a different animal, you and Sean always do a great job on the post game show. Make sure you're listening right after the game. You can hear it.
Did you just call me an animal?